Sokala Duma Radio.
Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend and Sport Pesa ambassador, Dr. Kumalo. We'll discuss a hot topic and give a fixture prediction. Kaizer Chiefs coach Ernst Middendorp has led his side to the quarterfinals of the Nedbank Cup. It appears to be on the way to earning Amakhosi a trophy this season. It's been a while since they've won something, around 4 to 5 seasons. The German only joined the club a few months ago, having taken over from Giovanni Solinas. So, what is Doc's assessment of the coach so far? Before we get into that, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer.
Sokala Duma Radio.
There is another interesting scenario here with coach Ernst Middendorp having replaced Giovanni Solinas. I would like your raw thoughts and impressions on him. He at least did not lose in the derby, almost won. Orlando Pirates came back. His team is currently at number 7 in the log. What has been your impression? Is advanced at least in the next round of the Nedbank Cup. So what has been your impression overall in the past couple of months of coach Ernst Middendorp?
To be honest and precise about Middendorf's arrival, I think he has trimmed and he has changed a lot of ways of doing things at Kaizer Chiefs. And this is how we know Kaizer Chiefs and how we feel them playing in so many years. He has revived a lot of souls out there. You've seen the youngster pull his acting. He's doing very well. Just to mention it too, he has tremendously changed the way of thinking in terms of how they used to perceive games. You know, before you didn't understand what is it that they were up to. You know, not taking anything away from Solinas, you know, because each and every individual, which is a coach, has his own philosophy. And with Middendorp and Sean Bartlett, I would think that they recommended individuals that it's all about giving out 100% performance, and that's how you're going to be able to earn your strikes, or probably you're going to earn a place in the starting 11. The unfortunate situation in this regard is that he experienced a lot of injuries. He experienced a lot of bookings, you know, players have been suspended. And the most crucial position is the one that I once spoke about, where, you know, I did say that Virgil Freeze is one of the top keepers. Yes, it does happen in football that an individual will make mistakes that will probably cost him. That's the only obstacle at the moment. But he has redeemed himself, obviously, by giving the very same goalkeeper that I think all of us who have seen what he has done, you know, a chance to prove himself. But again, he kept on, you know, because mistake after mistake. And for me, that is a coach that shows character, that is a father figure. Because it doesn't mean that if an individual, when he makes a mistake, already you are signing to the bench or out of the spot immediately. But he tried. He gave Virgil a chance twice or three times. And unfortunately, the very same mistake kept on unfolding.
Have these performances, has these decisions and reviving the souls, as you say, of the Kaizer Chiefs following, has this made then a much more of a case for him to be a longer-term management option for Chiefs, or do you still foresee someone coming in at the end of the season?
For now, I think he's still doing very well. He's managing to rotate players. Unfortunately, the results are not what we're supposed to be like seeing or probably getting. He's trying his utmost best, you know, to give individuals an opportunity. You can see, I mean, you can tell what he did in the last 32 Nedbank Cup, where he brought back Pius in the squad and a couple of players that went out of the team for such a long time. And of course, that's the way to go, because they need to prove themselves, these youngsters. There's nothing that is so much hurting if you're not giving an opportunity. You're just training, but come weekend, you don't get any game time. Mm. But Middendorf has tried to give some of the French players an opportunity for them to prove themselves. He's trying a different combination there and there for like different games, you know. But the unfortunate part is just that it might require, I'm not saying it's a must, it might require the club to go for more quality in order for them to sustain, because there are certain loopholes. I personally think that they need top players that will challenge for Africa and that will challenge for the PSL. Mm. Because some of the boys that are out there, you know, we just have to be not arrogant, but in football, we just have to tell it the way it is. We don't have to shy away about it. I don't think they deserve to get savages. Mm. Because obviously, if you were to stay, or if you were to be kept for more than 6 months, if not 4 or 5 months, without any game time, then there's something wrong about you. Mm. So it's either player acquisition criteria is not up to scratch. Mm. These are the two points that I might, you know, look at. Either the player acquisition or the players are not responding to what Kaizer Chiefs is all about. And hence, Middendorp is out there. He's waiting for the boys. He's got the ammunition, but they can't use it. That's the unfortunate part. Mm. And he has proven it. And, you know, when a coach at Kaizer Chiefs, because that's the only team that I can talk about, a coach at Kaizer Chiefs that can give a player that comes from the youth department, academy, or a youngster, an opportunity in a derby, it's a coach that I really strongly believe that he knows what he's doing. Because a derby always produces players that perform to their ability, or probably even extremely the national level. I'm that product. Jabu Pula is that product. Brian Balo is that product. Now you look at those guys. Thabo Mokgo is that product. The late Thabang Mlisi is that product. Gerald Sibebo is that product. And Tanta Kubera is that product. All these names that I've mentioned, they have played in the derby while they were at the tender age. And now Middendorp against Pirates, he played on the left-hand side, two youngsters. And at some stage, people, they thought he was risky. And I said, no, he knows what he's doing. And I know that for sure he has worked with this boy, and this is how you develop youngsters. And I personally was proud, and I should give credit to him for believing in those youngsters.
On the 20th of February, will be a Wednesday, SuperSport United will host Orlando Pirates on the 20th of February. It will be a Wednesday night game. Let's look at that game. Where would you put your money on in that fixture?
The game is played, SuperSport is at home, but if it would have been at Orlando, I would have said SuperSport will win the game, because that's a hoodie team for Orlando Pirates at Orlando Stadium. But at this moment, looking at the current situation, we spoke about the situation in terms of the championship, the PSL championship. So Pirates at the moment, I don't think we really want to drop them a point. But again, they're facing a revived SuperSport that has managed to get a couple of points in the previous games. I will go for a draw for this one.
Thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.